Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Orchid Pharma Limited Q4 FY24 earnings conference call, hosted by Systematix Institutional Equities. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Vishal Manchanda from Systematix Institutional Equities. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Manav. Good evening, everyone. On behalf of Systematix Institutional Equities, I welcome you to the Q4 and full year FY24 earnings call of Orchid Pharma. We thank the Orchid Pharma management for giving us an opportunity to host the call. Today, we have with us the senior management of Orchid Pharma, represented by Mr. Manish Dhanuka, Managing Director, Mr. Mridul Dhanuka, Whole-time Director, and Mr. Sunil Kumar Gupta, Chief Financial Officer. I'll now hand over the call to the company management for opening remarks. Over to you, sir.
Thank you, Vishal. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Manish Dhanuka, the Managing Director. I welcome you all to this discussion of Orchid Pharma's results for the fourth quarter and for the full financial year 2024. Firstly, I'm pleased to share some of the key financial achievements for Q4 financial year 2024 and then the entire year. In the fourth quarter, our sales reached 217 crores, up from 210 crores in the same period of the last year. Our EBITDA for Q4 was rupees 42 crores compared to rupees 41 crores in the previous year. For the full financial year of 2024, we achieved the sales of 819 crores, a significant jump from 666 crores last year. Our full year EBITDA stood at 142 crores. However, this includes 15 crores of interest income. Therefore, the EBITDA from the normal business stands at rupees 127 crores, up from 103 crores in financial year 2023. This growth is reflected in our strong compounded annual growth rate of 22% in sales and 26% in EBITDA over the past three years. These figures highlight our continuous progress and ability to adapt to the market demands. Efficiency and productivity remain at the core of our operations. Employee expenses have decreased from 9.8% of sales last year to 8.5% this year. Similarly, our other expenses as a percentage of sales have dropped from 19.9% to 18.9%. Our gross margins have remained stable with a slight shift from 42% last year to 41% this year. These improvements underscore our commitment to prudent financial management and operational excellence. Moving on to the operational updates, I'm thrilled to announce the regulatory milestones on enmetazobactam. This critical drug has received approval from both the U.S. FDA and the European Medicines Agency. This approval marks a significant step forward for Orchid Pharma. It will open the doors to royalties from these lucrative markets. In India, we have also been granted waiver for phase III clinical trials, and we will be conducting phase IV trials post-launching the product. Our initial expectations for launching, which were mid-2025, have now been advanced, and we anticipate starting sales by the next quarter. This accelerated timeline will enhance our revenue streams in the current financial year. For the Indian market, Orchid will partner with a third party with comprehensive hospital coverage while also utilizing our own newly formed AMS division for product distribution. In addition to enmetazobactam, I'm pleased to report that we have filed an abbreviated new drug application, ANDA, for ceftazidime avibactam in the USA. This strategic filing is expected to significantly contribute to our own growth in the near future, rebuilding our position in the US market. Regarding our ongoing projects, the 7-ACA project in Jammu is advancing steadily. We have almost completed the land acquisition, which was a hurdle in the past. The technology transfer is completed, and trial batches have been successfully produced at our pilot plant in Chennai. The key government permissions required to start the construction have been obtained. However, the delays in land acquisition have shifted our commissioning timelines for Jammu facility to March 2026 from the original planned September 2025. We have utilized the time during this delay to complete the design work of the facility, which should help in better execution and commissioning. Other noteworthy projects include small capacity rejig in-house, which is progressing as per schedule and is expected to be commissioned in the second quarter of this financial year. This expansion will provide us with necessary capacity to support our growth over the coming years. Additionally, we are making significant progress on the project of downstream products of 7-ACA and the Cefiderocol project, which is in collaboration with GARDP and Shinole. With these projects, while these projects are still in their early stages, we anticipate their commissioning sometime in 2026. Looking ahead, our primary challenge will be ensuring the timely and budgeted delivery of these projects. However, with the steadfast support of all our stakeholders and the dedication of our employees, I am confident in our ability to meet these goals. Our robust project management practices will help us navigate any potential risks and ensure successful outcomes. In conclusion, I am optimistic about the future of Orchid Pharma Limited. Our strong financial performance, coupled with significant regulatory approvals and progress on key projects, positions us well for the sustained success. I would like to extend my heartfelt gratitude to all our stakeholders, employees, investors, and partners for their unwavering support. Together, we will overcome the challenges and seize opportunities, ensuring the continued growth of Orchid Pharma Limited. Thank you for your attention. I now open the floor for questions and look forward to a fruitful discussion. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touch-tone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Reminder to all participants, you may press star and one to ask questions. You may press star and one to ask questions. We have our first question from the line of Nikhil from SIMPL. Please go ahead.
Hello. Yeah. Good evening. Am I audible?
Yeah, Nikhil, we can hear you.
Yeah. Congratulations on a very good year, and congratulations on the fast-track launch of enmetazobactam in India. One or two data-keeping questions. Can you give a breakup of our revenue between regulated market and non-regulated market, and specifically between India, Europe, U.S., and ROW?
Yeah. Nikhil, we don't give country-wise breakup, but I can share with you the regulated and non-regulated breakup for Orchid. The numbers are 40% for regulated and 60% for unregulated markets. And I can also give you the other number that we share typically, that is the split between sterile and oral business. The oral business for Orchid is 75% now, and 25% is the sterile business.
Okay. One more question. See, last quarter, we said the sterile facility was commercialized in November, and we were looking at utilizations of close to 40%-50% and probably 100% in FY 2025. But on the revenue, if we look at between the quarters, there is no significant change. So can you talk about what is the utilization level we are operating on the sterile? And an additional question was on the oral also, we were talking about the facility should come up. So what are the timelines for that facility? And post these two, what is the overall capacity addition we have done both on sterile and oral?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thanks, Nikhil.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, sir. Can you take the next question?
Yeah. So the facility was supposed to be commissioned in November. We commissioned it, I think, in December. And you see, in sterile operations, generally, you have a lot of validations and other things to be carried out. However, the last quarter, we have operated at 80% capacity. And I think it is evident partly from the sales also, and the products have started moving to the non-regulated markets. As you understand, it will take some time to register the products in the regulated markets. So the products are already selling in the non-regulated markets. And we are very hopeful that this year we should be able to do complete production, total production in this newly commissioned facility of the sterile products. With respect to the non-sterile product, like we mentioned, the capacity increase in one of the products is already in production. And the second one, like I said in the speech, is going to be commissioned probably this quarter or early of the next quarter, early part of the next quarter. That is going to bring further growth into the company.
Okay. And one last... Yeah. Hello?
Yeah, Nikhil.
Yeah, one last question. See, on the new initiatives we've talked about on cefiderocol and 7-ACA and enmetazobactam, but just if we have to understand the base business, what we've been operating, how should we look at the growth in the base business? Like, based on the opportunity size and the filings, what kind of a growth do you think the base business can sustain over the next three, 4 years?
Yeah, our guidance has been, Nikhil, around 20% CAGR. So we are maintaining that at least for the next couple of years.
Okay, fine. I'll come back in the queue.
Thank you. A reminder to all participants, you may press star and one to ask questions. A reminder to all participants, you may press star and one to ask questions. The next question is from the line of Vidit Shah from Spark Private Wealth Management. Please go ahead.
Hi. Thanks so much for taking my question. My first question was on the enmetazobactam approval that we've got in the royalties that is likely to start kicking in from this year. When this kicks in, does this, you know, fully translate to addition to EBITDA, or do we have any expenses that we incur to realize this royalty?
No expenses. Whatever we start the sales and we earn the royalty on those sales, those flow directly to EBITDA.
Okay. I've got it. And on the 7-ACA, you know, project, I may have missed your commentary, but did you mention that the timelines have been shifted to March 2026?
Yes. Because of the land acquisition delay, so it is shifted by 6 months. Earlier, we were targeting August, September 25. It shifted by 6 months.
So once this is commissioned in March 26, we start seeing, you know, the ramp-up of production in FY27. How easy is it to ramp up a 7-ACA facility there? And, you know, does it take time, or can we start seeing about 75%-80% utilization from the first year, given that our trials have already been successfully completed?
Yeah. So definitely, it's not going to be easy, but our intention is at least to have two-thirds utilization within the first year.
Sorry, how much utilization?
Two-thirds, 66%, roughly.
Two-thirds. Okay, okay.
Yeah.
Got it. Also, in terms of the benefits that are likely to accrue, the IRR is expected to be, I mean, the payback is expected to be 3 years-4 years. So that still holds true?
Yeah, that still holds true.
Okay. Understood. Fine. I'll get back in queue for further questions. Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to all participants, you may press star and one to ask questions. A reminder to all participants, you may press star and one to ask questions. We have our next question from the line of Jaylin Shah from JM Financial. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Thank you for the opportunity. My first question is on the royalties that we're going to receive. So how is it going to accrue? Is it going to be spread out evenly or will it be lumpy?
Yeah, generally, typically, the royalty, our understanding is any NC sales will take 3 to 4 years to reach the peak. So once it reaches the peak, I think the number should be stable, but it will take 3 years. So it's going to be exponentially increasing, starting from a very low base in the first year to increasing significantly every year after.
No, that I agree. It's anyway variable, but I'm saying you're going to record it every quarter or probably fourth quarter, just have a, record it.
Yes. So the methodology for recording would be every quarter. Once we get the sales performance report from Allecra, they will share the royalty calculations with us, and that's when we will record it. So there might be 1 quarter lag from their reporting versus, our reporting, but it's going to be reported every quarter.
Sure. And about the hospital division, if you can share some of your thoughts, how much investment are we, and how many employees are we appointing? What's the investment there?
Yeah. Manisha will answer this question.
Yeah. So we are starting with a small team of about 40 to 50 sales professionals. And we are expecting to launch this division in the second quarter. The major products will be all antibiotics, which will, of course, the flagship product will be our innovative product of Cefepime and Enmetazobactam. And we shall be targeting the tier 1 and tier 2 cities with the hospital multi-speciality as well as the nursing homes. This is our plan for the first year.
Okay, very helpful. And any what's the incremental cost that we should build in?
Incremental cost means
for the sales team, it would be reflecting in our employee costs, right? So
we are expecting that division to be independently working independently as a business unit. But yeah, we do expect some investment related to manpower cost, which was partly built into this quarter also, because all the design work and preparations were going on. So that would be there during the year. At this point of time, it's difficult to say how much would be the negative during the whole financial year.
Okay, that's helpful. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Nikhil from Simple. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Just two questions I missed. One is the product launch. So what are the timelines of the launch in Europe and US? Any like which you can share or Allecra has shared with you?
No, sorry, Nikhil. We don't have visibility on that. But I think it should be launched very shortly. I think within a couple of months, we should see the product on the market. But that's only my guess. I don't have any information.
Okay. And secondly, see, earlier in our past discussions, we had talked about that once the commercial launch and all is closer, we may look at going in as a second source. So any updates over there or any discussions?
With respect to, you were saying, supplying to Allecra?
Yeah.
Yeah, so only after the launch those discussions will start.
Okay, so as of now, no update.
As of now, nothing, yes.
Okay.
So Allecra has also out-licensed the product to the third parties. So I believe it will take some time to start those discussions.
Okay. And one last question. See, on private entity, we had looked at products other than antibiotics, and there was this non-penicillin product range which we were working. And not on the near term over next 2-3 years, but beyond 3-4 years, when you are thinking in Orchid, would you look at going beyond cephalosporin range? Because if you look at our presentations 2 years back, the first target was to complete the basket of products. And probably I would believe now we are close to closing the basket around cephalosporins. So beyond cephalosporins, are we looking at any new segments, or how are you thinking about this?
While we believe that cephalosporins actually have a vast potential, considering the new molecules that are in our radar, and we wish to really consolidate our position in being a leader in cephalosporins. But I think your point is very valid, and we've already started setting up an R&D for peptide-related synthesis, and hopefully we should be able to enter into the new technologies, say, 2 or 3 years down the line.
Okay. And just last question, see, this 7-ACA production would be a largely fermentation-based production, if I'm not wrong. And what we've seen is that there is a lot of fermentation capacities which are coming in India, and probably many supplies are shifting from China also. You talked about peptide, but other than peptides, on the fermentation, would you say that probably on Orchid we can create an edge on the fermentation production, or any thought process on
that? Sure, Nikhil. So that's at intent level right now. So definitely the idea of setting up the pilot plant in our Chennai facility itself is to ensure once we commercialize 7-ACA, we get good experience on fermentation and other related products. So our lab is equipped to handle other products as well. But that's going to be, 3 to 5 years after from today. But yeah, that thought is there that fermentation is an area that Orchid will become expert at.
Sure. Thanks a lot. I will come back in the queue.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Viraj Parikh from Carnelian. Please go ahead.
Hi, Mizzal. Hi, Manish. Congratulations on your results. A few questions from my side. The first is on our new sterile facility which we commissioned last quarter. We've achieved 80% capacity utilization with, concentrated sales in emerging markets. Just wanted to understand that once we are achieving full capacity utilization, is it only the 20% which we target for regulated markets, or do we see more share coming from regulated markets for the sterile facility?
We don't generally target as such in terms of while manufacturing, we don't target any market. It depends on the order availability that we decide on the production plan. And like you understand, getting this new block registered and approved from the US and Europe authorities will also take about a year or two. So we start by manufacturing the products and doing the stability and other validation activities, and then only we file the documents in regulated markets. Until then, we utilize the facility for non-regulated markets. So I would say at least for this financial year, we continue to supply in the non-regulated markets. And we hope from next year onwards, we will have some registrations coming in the regulated markets.
Sure. This second question is, what is our line of communication with Electra? I mean, we are getting this information from the whatever filings are happening in the public domain. But in terms of actually when the sales happen and, when we are liable to, collect our royalty, so what is the line of communication we have with them as what sales will happen and as and when we receive our royalty, and how frequent is it?
So until now, we have been in communication directly with their CEO and the MD. We will develop the lines of communication now at all the levels as the sales become, evident. But we are in communication with the top management there.
Okay, sure. Thanks. I'll get back in queue.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Rupesh Tatya from IntelliSense Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Can you hear me?
Yeah, Rupesh, we can.
Yeah, so I have several questions. So first one, sir, is this Dhanuka, can you give full year, revenue, EBITDA, PAT some indication there, and when will Dhanuka merger be consumed? What is the progress on that?
So I can share the revenue numbers, Rupesh, because Dhanuka is a private company. The numbers of PAT and other things will be finalized only by September. So revenue is upwards of 500 crores this year. And in terms of the merger timeline, we are still waiting to hear from the stock exchanges. Once we get the NOC, we have to apply to NCLT, and that may take about 12 months.
Okay. I see, sir. So it was 275, I think, in half year. So it is above 500 is what you're saying.
It's 550 crores, exactly.
550
crores.
Okay. 580.
It's 580 crores.
Sir. Okay. I see, sir. Okay. And second question, sir, is Enmetazobactam, can you maybe update on India launch? I joined the call a few minutes late, so if it is repeat, please pardon me. But where are we on India launch of Enmetazobactam?
Yeah, so India, we have been granted the phase 3 trial waiver by the DGCI, and we expect to launch it within the next quarter. So earlier our expectation was early next year, but due to the clinical trial waiver of phase 3, we'll be able to launch it this year.
Oh, that is very good to hear, sir. Another question, sir, is we launched acting adivectum about a year back. So can you maybe, you know, give some color on that, how the sales are panning out, what is, you know, our market share, some color on adivectum.
So I can tell you that we've done well in avibactam. Last year also we sold about 12 crores. This year we sold more than 15-16 crores of this product. And some of the top brands, they use our API. So I think we are probably the market leader in this product in India.
And has there been, you know, some price compression in this space, or we are holding on to price?
Yeah, that's very common in all APIs. The prices do fall, but so do the costs with time. So it's following the same progression. But we are very hopeful that now our export markets will open up, and that will further increase the sales of this product.
Okay, I see, sir. Another next question, sir, is cefiderocol. Can you maybe give some update on, you know, how much we have spent, where are we on the capex front, and what are, you know, commercialization timelines?
Yeah, so right now we are involved basically in R&D, in development of the API, and we are going ahead and designing the plant, which will be the basically injection manufacturing facility for the cefiderocol injection. The design work is going on. So the investment has not been significant as of now. It's just some consulting fees and all. The investment should start from next quarter onwards when we start the construction manufacturing facility.
And what would be the CapEx outlay for that project?
$15 million is what we have announced. So,
did you say $3 million, sir?
15.
Okay. I see. Okay, sir. And sir, if we go through older presentation, you had talked about, you know, there were two products, I think they were ready to be launched. One of them was, I think, cefovecin, and another one was ceftaroline. So can you maybe talk about this, where are we on, you know, launch of these products?
Yeah, so ceftaroline is the product that we are going to launch in India now. We have manufactured the API, and we are going to be getting the FDF manufactured in India, and we will launch it in the AMS division, and that will probably be the first generic in India. For the cefovecin, we are ready with the process and technology, and we are tying up with the partners to develop the finished dose formulation for the US market. The technology is ready then.
I see. Okay. So just one clarification on cefiderocol. Can we expect some commercial revenue in FY26 from cefiderocol?
FY26?
Yeah, financial year 26.
Yeah, maybe just a little, but maybe not. So it's going to be a little tricky. So it's going to be commercialized sometime in 2026, so mostly FY 2027 only.
Okay. Okay, sir. And maybe final question, sir, is, you know, we were working with some U.S. client, then some issue happened at the client end. So in general, can you talk about, you know, U.S. market business development, where are we on that?
So the U.S. market is doing well. It's growing quite well. In fact, I think we probably mentioned one of our customers had a problem with their U.S. FDA. That still is going on. So although we expect a new customer to start soon, they have started the erstwhile facility of Pfizer, and once they get their approval, we should be again able to supply for the U.S. market.
So what would be, you know, your contribution, U.S. revenue contribution, you know, this year? And then how do you see it evolving over, let's say, next two years? Can you give some, you know, directional view on that?
Right now, it's negligible, so any growth which comes over negligible would be significant only.
But 10% in next two years, 10%-15%, is that a reasonable estimate?
Unless we have the U.S. FDA approval of the possible customer, I think it would be too premature to give a guidance on the numbers and revenue share. But yeah, once that facility is up and running, maybe we'll know more. So after a couple of quarters, we can probably answer that question.
Okay. Okay, sir. Thank you. Thank you for answering all my questions, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to all participants, you may press star and one to ask questions. A reminder to all participants, you may press star and one to ask questions. The next question is from the line of Aman Vij from Astute Investment Management. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Good evening, sir. My first question is on the margins this quarter. So, it was lower than the last quarter. Any specific reason for this thing?
Yeah, Aman, product mix always keeps on changing with respect to quarter and quarter. With Orchid, I have always maintained that please look at us as a company with cumulative quarter and quarter results. Our guidance has been 40% ±2. Last quarter was an aberration, and this quarter is more in line with what we expect going forward. So 40% ±2 is our guidance. And whenever you look at Orchid, like, Q-on-Q is not the right way. So if you're looking at Q2 results, you should look Q1 plus Q2 combined. Similarly, Q3, please look at Q1, Q2, Q3 combined. Like that.
Sure, sir. Could you comment on the other income, which was 13 crore this quarter?
Yeah. So the other income, the large part is the interest that we have earned right now from the QIP money we raised last year for the investments into 7-ACA and other projects. So since that deployment is not meaningfully started, so that's a large part of the change, is the interest income on that.
Sure. Next is on the Dhanuka part of the business. So what kind of growth are you expecting in that part of the business for FY 2025? And you had talked about an aspiration of margin improvement. So where are we on that front?
So we are expecting about 15% growth this year again in Dhanuka Laboratories. And the margins should, I think the EBITDA should also grow in the same proportion.
Sorry, sir, but we had talked about, say, high single digit slash low double digit kind of aspirational margin in that. So, where are we?
No, I think, Aman, there's some confusion. We've never given a guidance of double-digit expected margin. So around 6%-8%, it should be in the similar range only.
Okay, okay. So, no further improvement you are seeing, at least for next year?
Yeah, yeah.
Sure, sir. On the CapEx plan for FY 2025 and 2026, what is your expectation for the same?
So you mean actual deployment or because we already talked about the project-wise CapEx, you mean how much will be actually spent?
Yes, yes, yes.
Difficult to talk about different projects, like that, but, on 7-ACA, you can expect about, 25% investment in this year, 25 to 33, something like that. And on Cefiderocol also a lesser number or similar number, because a lot of it would be as advances. So I don't think, you know, just cash would be a right way to measure it.
No other major capex apart from these two?
No. The third one is the rejig that we are doing of the oral capacity. So that's about, we have budgeted about 25 to 30 crores. So that's going to be spent this year. Nothing else.
Sure, sir. And in the start of the call, you were guiding for kind of 20% CAGR over the next couple of years. So, given, does this include numbers from Enbrel to Paxton as well, or this is the base business you have talked about?
So it basically it's about the AMS business. From Enmetazobactam, the numbers would be over and above.
Sure. And you talked about it will take at least one more quarter, right? So maybe from Q2 only we can see some royalty payments on that front.
Yeah. We hope to see that, yes.
Sure, sir. And any other in terms of geographical breakup, you only give the regulated and the other markets. So any reason we are not ready to share more on that front?
Yeah, that's, you know, a proprietary information, and a lot of people, you know, our customers and don't want us to share, and even our competitors can get some information. So that's our policy, not to share geographical information.
Sure, sir. Final question on Shionogi. Any other tie-up which is possible in FY25 apart from the Cefiderocol? And
we don't foresee anything as of now.
Okay. These are my questions. Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to all participants, you may press star and one to ask questions. The next question is from the line of Tanmay Gandhi from Investec. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Congrats on the strong quarter, strong year. So my first question is on Enmetazobactam. So can you give some color that, you know, how will the India launch play out, and will you be looking for multiple partners, or you will give some exclusive license to a single company?
In terms of Tanmay, there's a revenue guidance we have given, you know, in 3 years after launch, the product should be about, you know, 75 to 100 crore kind of a number. And on the partner front, I don't think we will go with too many people. But yeah, it would definitely be Orchid plus somebody else as well.
So basically a two-player market.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. And secondly, on your, you know, on the launch in Europe, right? I think the partner has already started supplying the product. So have you heard anything from Allecra, or do you have any expectation for the royalties which you are planning to receive in coming quarters?
Right now, no, we don't have any forecast from them. We'll be engaging with them shortly about the launches. So maybe in the next quarter, we'll be able to report something.
Okay, but we do expect some royalties to start coming in from next quarter, right?
Yeah, that's the expectation. Unfortunately, it's only an expectation. We don't have any formal communication as yet.
Yeah, I understand. And sir, lastly, support the India business. So how is the manufacturing, you know, will be taken care of? So we have already tied up with someone, and do we already have the API with us?
You are talking about Enmetazobactam?
Enmetazobactam only. Yeah.
So we are tied up with a CMO, and we have taken the validation batches. API will be made in Orchid's current facility. So all those things are set up. As soon as we receive the final approval from the government, we will be good to go.
Okay. And sir, again, on the, you know, Allecra is the second source, right, for a global launch. So have you started off the discussion? Sorry, I missed your response to that question asked by earlier participant.
Uh, Yeah, we are yet to hear from them about start of sales. So once we do, we'll be setting up a call with them on how will be the mechanism for accounting and audit be set up.
So sir, my question is on the API supplies to Electra for their vehicles.
No, there is no discussion on that. They are right now outsourcing it, and only after the sales start, maybe after a couple of quarters after start, there would be an opportunity to start discussing. But typically, whoever would be their supplier would have some exclusivity already in place.
Understood. Thank you. Thanks a lot for this much.
Yeah.
Thank you. A reminder to all participants, you may press star and one to ask questions. The next question is from the line of Anand Jain, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Thanks for the opportunity, sir, and congratulations on a good year. Most of my questions have been answered. Just one question. So this is very heartening to hear that, we are looking to launch Enmetazobactam very soon in India. What kind of marketing preparations and other preparations have we done to do that? And is there like, in any way for us to understand the opportunity size that exists for us? When can we see India sales of Enmetazobactam starting to reflect? And also on the pricing side of Enmetazobactam in India, how do you see that?
And some of those details are proprietary. For example, the pricing and things like that, I won't be able to share that right now. With respect to the launch, we are just waiting for the government, and hopefully we should see some sales coming in the next quarter. That's what we are hoping for. And your third question was with respect to the preparation. No. I mean, next quarter will be Q2, because the product is still not approved for launch by the government. We received the clinical trial waiver, the licensing, etc. is going on.
Okay.
And your last question was with respect to the preparation. So our AMS team has been working diligently to create a strategy, but unfortunately, we too early to share it before we launch the division formally. So again, I'll have to hold back on this question.
And what about, just like Cefiderocol for the rest of the world market, which is most of the developing nations, are we planning to have Enmetazobactam also for the ROW market? Is that also part of our understanding with Electra?
Electra. So Orchid only has the rights to sell in India. Rest of the world market are going to be with Electra only.
Okay. One question on Avibactam. Can this product be like, 100 crore product in 2-3 years? And where are we on the penetration of Avibactam?
So, what we feel is that this product has great potential because it is going to address the problem of antimicrobial resistance against the two of the most common molecules, which is ceftriaxone and
Avibactam.
And it should be able to save meropenem for future generations. So we feel that the potential is huge, but it all depends, how doctors accept the product and how the customers, the patients respond. So a bit too early to give you the exact idea, but I think the molecule has great potential.
Oh, so what you're saying is that it has the potential to be that kind of a product, but how it gets acceptance by the fraternity, the medical fraternity is like going to determine that.
That's right.
So one last question, again going back to Enmetazobactam, ROW markets, do we have any idea what Electra is planning to do? Is like any talks with Electra going on where we can step in for, because we are going to make the API also. So are there like any plans for us stepping into that role or any discussions happening with Electra around that?
Yeah, it's very interesting. We also think like that, but to the best of our knowledge, they are not interested in non-regulated markets. So at this point of time,
we have not had any discussion.
I don't think we have an answer to this question. But they seem to be only interested in US, Europe and China. That's where the big bucks are.
sir, the participant got disconnected. We'll move on to the next question. A reminder to all participants, you may press star and one to ask questions. The next question is from the line of Vishal Manchanda from Systematix. Please go ahead.
Thanks for the opportunity. Sir, with respect to the Para 4 filings, we were on Zavicefta and Teflaro. Can you share an update or where are we there?
So Zavicefta is already filed. That was ceftazidime and avibactam. And Teflaro is basically ceftaroline. We are still working on the partner selection on ceftaroline. That's why we decided to launch it in India. And hopefully we should be able to do it once we find a, we are able to find the right partner with the right kind of arrangement.
On Zavicefta filing, have we done it on our own or we have partnered?
We developed the AND completely on our own and we filed in Orchid's name.
Got it, sir. And the second one on sterile facility, as you said, we are at 80% utilization. But if I look at your quarter over quarter numbers, they are flat. So having ramped up from 0 to 80% should not have the quarter numbers grown faster this quarter?
No, I said in the last quarter, the utilization, like I said, we commissioned in December. And then we had some validation work to do. And then last 2 months, we were able to run at full capacity. So, as you know, it's a long cycle. So probably the sales impact would not have come in the quarter itself.
So Vishal, what sir is trying to say is that, you know, that 80% utilization happened towards the end of the quarter. And once you produce, the product has to be kept for sterility for 2 weeks. So, you know, whatever we produced in March was probably not sold in March. So what you would see is some reflection within this, in this quarter, you should see some reflection of those.
Got it, sir. Got it. And sir, just one final one on 7-ACA clarity. So when you manufacture 7-ACA, can you also manufacture D-acetyl 7-ACA from the same plant? Is it a downstream product or it's a very different process to manufacture D-acetyl 7-ACA?
It's a downstream project, already a plan of our implementation, which will be done in Chennai.
Okay. And just one more, what with Dhanuka and Orchid both together, how much of the 7-ACA we produce can be used in-house?
Including our plans of setting up the downstream unit, 80%, more than 80% can be used in-house.
Okay. Not if it just if we exclude ceftriaxone capacity that we are planning to put up, just for the base business that we do currently from Dhanuka and Orchid.
So that's about 25%.
Okay. Thank you, sir. That's all from my side.
Thanks, Nisha.
Thank you. A reminder to all participants, you may press star and one to ask questions. You may press star and one to ask questions. A reminder to all participants, you may press star and one to ask questions. As there are no further questions, I would now like to hand the conference over to the management for closing comments.
Thank you. I thank you all for participating in this call. It was a very fruitful discussion. Sometimes some of your questions kind of excite us to ask the right questions to ourselves actually, and we find a lot of good answers also. So thanks for raising those questions and keeping us on our toes. And we look forward to your continued support. Hopefully we can continue this our journey towards a successful company. Towards making a successful Orchid Pharma once again. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. On behalf of Systematix Institutional Equities, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us and you may now disconnect your line.